Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie. You're listening to Nostalgia, the podcast that, quite similar to a Totino's pizza roll, is crispy on the outside and full of delicious, meaty content on the inside. Or if you're like us and you're vegetarian, just cheese. Just molten, hot, lava-like cheese.
It's good.
I've been saving that one.
I got like nothing else to say.
Like a sweet, precious nugget.
We should just end the episode now, because nothing will be better than that.
This episode was brought to you by Totino's Pizza Rolls and the Cash App. We use the Cash App. We don't use those other apps.
I'm going to play you a message, Kate.
Ooh.
I will warn you, the show that is recommended in this message, I've never seen it. I don't know if it's any good. I don't know why it might be good, but let's listen to a message we received recently.
Who sent it to us?
Can we get a shout out to Denver the Last Dinosaur?
So, that message is 4 seconds long. According to the Anchor app, which you should all go download if you don't have it, where the message was sent to us from, it's by a guy named Josh Around, but I don't know if that's really his name, because that sounds like, you know, we're just joshing around.
Like somebody's just joshing with
us. Yeah, so I'm not sure, but let's dissect this for a second. Let's listen to Josh's message again. Listen closely at the end. I'm trying to figure out what this noise is.
Can we get a shout out to Denver the Last Dinosaur?
Is it a baby? Is it a car radio?
I think it's
TV?
Either like an EVP ghost or a kid. Okay. I don't know which is scarier.
Mr. Josh Around, if you're still listening, you know, call us back and tell us what's going on in the background there. We're very curious. Denver the Last Dinosaur is a TV show that aired in syndication, so it didn't have a home network, from September 12th, 1988 to November 22nd, 1988. That is an extraordinarily short original run.
Like, I think I've kept things in the fridge longer than Denver the Last Dinosaur was on.
But somehow they made 50 episodes in that
time.
I think they must have been airing them like once a day or something.
They were here for a good time, a long time.
if we did the math, which we won't, that's probably about 50 days, right? And they technically made 2 seasons. I think that's just how they broke up the production, because that's not 2 years at all. That's barely 2 months. So this show was created by Peter Keefe. And the storyline of the show, again, I still haven't seen an episode, so this will be new to us, but I saw this synopsis. Some kids find a dinosaur egg in the La Brea tar pits. That's in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a dinosaur hatches out of it somehow. And they decide they're going to like make him their pet. So they hide him from all their friends and family, like their parents and stuff. But the villain on the show is an evil rock concert promoter who wants to exploit Denver the dinosaur as like a promotional stunt.
Those evil rock concert promoters.
But also, and I don't know if the episode we're going to watch uses this plot device, but Denver's eggshell can travel back in time somehow. So they can use it as a time machine. So there's also some time.
There's a lot of disbelief that I have to suspend here.
I think it's important to think when this was happening. I believe the Land Before Time was probably out like a hot minute before this happened.
Okay.
So I think it was sort of the beginning of Dino Fever. The Jurassic Park movies were going to come out within a few years of this. I don't know. Normally I tell you, you know, what's good about the show so that I can sort of set myself up to defend it when you inevitably watch it and see how terrible it is. So I don't know what's so good about it, but the Wikipedia page says that this show, the main themes of this show are conservation.
That's nice.
Ecology.
Great.
And friendship.
I do love friendship.
So I don't see how we can go wrong with this show. The fact that I've never heard of it, though, I don't know if that is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, I don't know that it's that well remembered other than by Josh Around.
I think it's probably just a middle thing.
We're going to find out. We're going to watch Season 2, Episode 27, Chef Denver.
Some kind of fog set in or what?
Denver!
Oh, man, I feel like a flour tortilla.
Oh, no, Denver. Mom, I have a feeling she sees this.
Whoops,
sorry.
Hey, Walster, your mom doesn't have to see it. We can clean up the scene before she gets home.
Yeah, clean. Well, I guess we can try.
Wally, dear.
Oh, no.
What?
it's animated.
Oh.
I thought I was, I don't know why I was thinking live action.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should have.
So they're extreme. Are they also in a band?
Good question. Doesn't the one kid who is just riding on Denver's back look a lot like the Earth guy from Captain Planet?
Yes.
Like, maybe it's the same character sheet, they just
reused
it. Denver
also plays music. He's such a cool friend.
So, there's a lot of skateboarding in these opening
credits. I can really tell that the main theme is friendship.
I don't know, there's a lot of ecology, too. The animation...
What is this, like, weird animation where they're back in time and all the other dinosaurs look extremely realistic, right? And then Denver looks like Pete's dragon.
These other dinosaurs look awesome, actually. I don't know if that's just they spent more time on the opening credits, you know?
Was this also sponsored by the NEA?
Yeah, did you just see that? The National Education Association? Yeah.
Maybe one of the main themes is unions. I love unions. Okay, so he's cooking. That's nice. Does he talk?
Kate, I don't know.
I mean, he clearly understands speech. It's like when you cook something with your toddler.
He's making a lot of strange vocalizations to himself, but no words yet.
Exactly like cooking with a toddler. So they're using this dinosaur as like some kind of servant.
Well, he wants to cook for them.
Uh-huh. All the stuff that he makes looks a little like mealworms.
Yeah, what is that?
Does that guy's mouth move at all?
He just didn't move his mouth at all.
I'd like to note how small this adult is, too.
Yeah, one of the kids is interacting with the chef. And the chef is like the size of those little chefs you see outside a pizza restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, no.
One of the kids, whose name is Jeremy, is trying to pick up a cake and put it in a box. So he picked it up with two, like, spatulas. And he said, it's a simple application of the lever and fulcrum principle. Is that because the NEA made this show?
Absolutely.
They're, like, trying to incorporate...
They're, like, simple machines are a fifth grade standard, so... Dawn looks about 55.
Yeah, there's an adult lady here who's definitely going to be a romantic interest for this child.
She got angry eyebrows, this Dawn. I really like that pastel lipstick that she has, though. This is literally just like cooking with your toddler.
Denver's noises are so great.
Whoever's with you in the kitchen is making a weird, like, series of unintelligible noises.
Like, he's
There's
able to
flour
say a few
everywhere.
Flour cups. As he's sifting flour.
He lives in the pool house? Oh my god, this mom is wearing a leotard.
What do you think about the music on this show?
It's just like a series of small keyboard riffs. So he can sift 4 cups of flour, but he can't open a door.
Poor Denver. I don't know if he has thumbs.
Yeah, it's...
like a gremlin.
What is Wally wearing on his head?
It's some sort of...
like a turban?
I don't know, I think it's like a hat with flaps. Oh no, she kissed him on the cheek.
She's going in for another one. Everyone in this show talks like they're surfing, except for Wally. They're like, oh, dude, look at that. And then there's Wally, like, hey, look over there.
I know, my mom's home.
Yeah, like, I would like to note that, like, no one ever does anything nice for Denver.
It's true. Denver, cook for us. Denver, wax this car.
Denver, boost me out the window. I would like to say this friendship's a little one-sided.
Oh, there's the housekeeper.
Yep.
How relatable. Thanks, NEA, for making this great show about rich kids who find a dinosaur.
And I would like to note, all white kids.
Ooh.
I think Chef Pierre is poisoning people. And then he has to use his one-sided friendship with an extinct animal to get him out of hot water again.
I agree with you 99%, except because Denver exists, he's technically not extinct.
He's the last of his kind.
Is that a peanut butter and pickle sandwich?
Yep.
So, Jeremy has been working for Chef Pierre for at least a little while.
Like, long enough that Chef Pierre trusts him to run an entire dinner party.
And he doesn't know how to cook anything. He just burnt something, and he made peanut butter and pickle sandwiches.
Maybe he's just, like, a really good working body.
He's just good at putting cakes in boxes. Denver just walks around going,
yeah. I don't think they didn't want to pay, like, another voice actor to be a top-billed character.
Poor little sister, her only job is to cut the pasta.
I don't think this show passes the Bechdel test.
The only time the girl talks, she's talking about a male dinosaur, so no.
Everything in this show is beige or gray, also. There's
the
like
color
no color.
It's not very appealing, you're right. They've been trying to keep Denver a secret. He's just standing in an open doorway in front of a party. Denver does not go anywhere without mumbling weird nonsense.
That's like you in the kitchen.
Pineapple. Everybody's got a weird voice, though.
Thank you.
Like, nobody just talks normal. It's like none of these people ever did a voice before in a show, so they felt like they had to do something weird every line.
What is happening? This, like, the music stings in this.
It's so dramatic. So,
she looked at a lettuce leaf on the ground, and it was like,
bring! How could the salad be on the floor? What are we gonna eat?
Who is this man.
I say.
This family is so rich and weird. Like, I feel like they would eat Denver because he'd be an exotic meat if they catch him back
they
there.
Would roast him on a spit. 100%. What is Wally wearing?
Denver is peeking in the door watching Jeremy and Dawn, like hug.
It's pretty disturbing.
And he's like, ah, I'm a dinosaur.
There's a lot going on here.
I like this song, though.
The
playing
song,
it again.
The song's credits. Great. Everything else is pretty terrible.
Look at these pictures from other episodes. It's a lot of sunglass wearing on Denver.
Like, does he put it, when he puts on sunglasses, is he unrecognizable as a dinosaur?
I hope so.
Bye-bye. Okay. Cock. Come on.
Okay, Kate, we need to determine if Denver, the Last Dinosaur, accurately addresses these three topics. Number one, conservation.
I'm going to say that from this episode, I really did not get conservation.
Yeah, there was nothing.
They
nothing
weren't
there.
Like, turn off the lights when your dinosaur is cooking in the kitchen. No.
Okay, so we're not so great on conservation in this one, but I'm sure other episodes must cover that in more detail. Number two, ecology.
Nope.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole
lot. Nothing in this episode.
Okay. Number three, though. Friendship.
Oh, this was big time friendship.
This is a friendship episode.
Friendship for everyone.
So, can you summarize the episode in a sentence or two?
Denver, the Last Dinosaur. He's just truly fabulous at cooking. Just really excellent. Tremendously great. People always ask him, Denver, where did you learn to cook? And,
you know, if we had a president who talked like Denver, I might prefer you know? It to what's going on right now.
And, so he...
Shady union. Tariffs.
Really enjoys cooking.
Yeah.
And, his human friends use him as, like, sort of a domestic servant.
Well...
He makes them food.
It seems like he's more their pet than their friend, you know?
See, the friend-pet dichotomy in these shows is, like, really difficult to nail down, I think.
I know. I don't know if our Pokemon episode's out yet, but
no, I don't
if you want to hear Katie
be.
Debate more about whether certain animal creatures are your friends or your pets, listen
or
to our
Or your
Pokemon.
Business associates.
Listen to our Pokemon episode. But, yeah. Go on. So Denver's good at cooking, his friends are
yep.
making him cook.
Yep, his friends make him cook, and then through a series of hijinks, Denver has to cook a full dinner party for a very rich family. And that's, yep, it's an absolute hit. And then Jeremy shacks up with a
He pretends that he did all the cooking.
Yeah.
He really lies by omission, like, she's like, oh wow, you did all this? And he doesn't say no, but he doesn't say yes.
Yeah. I'm curious to know what you thought.
I mean, it was watchable. I wouldn't want to go out and watch a bunch more. I might want to see one in the down the road that, you know, deals with the evil rock promoter just to see what that is. But even that, I'm not too... Here's where I went. The animation. The opening credits have this beautiful animation of dinosaurs in, like, prehistoric
times.
Like,
extremely realistic-looking dinosaurs.
And the animation is amazing. It's, like, got, like, you know, extreme detail, fluid movement.
It's got a
movement.
Very catchy song.
And we didn't see a single scene with animation that good. This looks like Captain Planet, which doesn't look
No.
Look
Captain Planet
great.
Looks way better than this. Everything in this show looks gray, except for Denver.
I don't mean the color. The color palette is bad. I agree. Yeah. I mean, like, the character designs are the most, like, uninspired. Like, these are people. Like, the way that Captain Planet has really pretty lame. I mean, maybe some of the villains on Captain Planet
are
interesting
pretty cool.
looking.
Yeah.
But, like, the kids are so boring looking.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's just, like, generic.
I would argue there's not a lot of diversity here.
That's true. Mario has a tan, but he talks like this, so I don't know where...
The voice acting is not good, with the exception of the masterpiece voice acting of Denver.
Yeah, Denver
the dinosaur.
Is a home run. His
it's
voice.
Sort of like if the Tasmanian Devil.
You know what? It's got Tasmanian Devil. I wonder if Dino the dinosaur from the Flintstones is an inspiration for it, because it's got a lot of that sound to it as well. Just like very strange, very funny. But everybody else sounds bored.
Yeah.
You know, not great there. So bad voice acting. Bad animation, bad art design.
Extreme lack of diversity. representation for women is, like, not great.
The one little sister, and then the other two women in the show, what did they do?
They're interchangeable.
They kiss, they serve, it story-wise, their purpose is to kiss men on the cheek.
Yeah, that's
right? The one mom, and then the Dawn character.
Is that not my purpose, though, too?
I guess this is the issue, right? Maybe this is how you feel every time I show you a show on our podcast that I used to love. So, you know, Josh around, who sent in that message, again, thank you, Josh, probably enjoyed this show as a kid. So he probably feels pretty nostalgic about it. So to hear us say, oh, it kind of sucks, I'm sure is hurtful. This is how I feel every time you tear down, you know, all my favorite shows.
Josh, we still think you're a good person, though.
Well, you know? We only have a 4-second clip. We don't know that much about
Josh. We don't know
if
you're a good person or not, actually. Well, the jury's still out on whether you're a good person or not.
You listen to Nostalgia, so you're a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, this show just didn't do much for me.
Sorry,
buddy. How do
you
feel, Kate?
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's like I'm not even invested enough to be mad.
Right. And it wasn't bad enough for us to have fun making fun of it that much, you know?
Yeah.
So, solid meh. Splats. Yeah. Where are the splats? Where does this fall?
It's just an indeterminate amount of splats.
So you don't even... You feel so...
Indifferent.
Indifferent about this show that you're going to give it...
It could
not
be anywhere...
Not even no splats.
Anywhere between, like, -6 and 21 splats.
So pretty much, yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know, Josh, call in again and suggest something like a little more heinous.
Yeah, sure. It's got to either be a lot better than this or a lot worse.
Yeah, suggest something that's just really bad. Like, something really that I could just sink my teeth into and shake it. Shake it like an animal.
Like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Well, carnivorous dinosaur. If any, Denver eats eclairs at well, he cooks them, he doesn't eat them. Never mind.
No.
I was going to wonder.
He probably ate, like, the extra friend in the friend group that nobody liked.
You know? Would a herbivore eat an eclair?
It's a question for another day.
Fair enough. Okay. Everybody else out there, you can call us too.
Doesn't have to just be Josh. It doesn't. You could suggest
us
something.
If you want to tell us what you liked as a kid and what we should watch next, please, please, please give us a call. The easiest way to do that is to download the Anchor app. It's on Android. It's on iPhone. Download it. Find us. Send us a message. You can email us, nostalgia@aol.com. You can go to our website, www.nostalgia.org. There's a lot of ways to find us out there. Social media, whatever. Drop us a line. Tell us what to watch. Tell us what you think.
There's more animated fun this weekend with Denver the Last Dinosaur. Saturday mornings at 8 on WDRB-TV, Fox 41.